Governor Ron DeSantis has been adamant about wanting to import medications to bring down prescription costs, but others aren't on the same page. I'm Blaze Ganey.
I want Floridians to be able to purchase prescription drugs from Canada at lower prices. There is an avenue under existing federal law to accomplish this. The president and I have had discussions. He is supportive of this effort and has asked me to plow ahead, which will require navigating an institutionally hostile bureaucracy, as we all know. But I think it's worth the effort because this could save money for individuals, could reduce costs for our businesses, and it can relieve pressure on our state budget.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis addressing the high prescription cost in Florida. According to a state analysis, Americans spend $47 billion on prescription drugs a year.
The simple fact is that American citizens pay two and even three times higher prices for the exact same medications than the citizens of Canada.
Bill Herbscher owns the Canadian Med Store, a company whose goal is solely to help citizens order medication from Canada and other countries.
The one thing all of these people have in common is that they struggle every day to afford their life-saving medication. And they've discovered that they can buy the exact same medication at half the price from a licensed Canadian pharmacy.
To reduce those costs, lawmakers have been doing just what DeSantis requested in trying to create a program that allows for the importation of FDA-approved prescription drugs from other countries, with Canada at the forefront. Daytona Beach Republican House member Tom Leake is sponsoring the bill to create the International Drug Importation Program and the Canadian Drug Importation Program.
The Canadian Prescription Drug Importation Program allows state-funded entities to import safe and effective prescription drugs from Canada. It significantly lowers costs, and it requires federal approval.
No state has received federal approval to do so since 2003, when the federal government authorized wholesalers to import only if approved first. But Leake says he wants to try.
I think in this instance, we've got to try. What we know is that the system we have, it doesn't work for many people. And this is an opportunity for us to provide a good alternative avenue for lower cost to benefit consumers.
John Clark, chief security officer of Pfizer, one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, argues that drugs coming from the outside of the country may be counterfeits and could be deadly to Floridians.
Online pharmacies are the Achilles heel of the U.S. system. Our closed supply chain is very, very secure in the United States. But U.S. citizens are ordering online and getting tons of counterfeits. And I would say tens of thousands of U.S. citizens are dying every day because of counterfeits. We just don't know about it because they're dying of diseases that people suspect is natural when they're taking counterfeit medicines, not treating their diseases.
But Palm Bay Republican House member Randy Fine says most drugs aren't currently manufactured in America.
Well, it turns out the drug, while sold in America from an American distributor, the drug's made in Canada. In China. So the notion that if we have this sort of secure and protected and impenetrable system, and if we allow the rest of the world to get involved, and if we import their drugs, people are going to die. The system that we have right now is not entirely safe. And that's been very instructive to me in thinking about that. Apparently, about one in every 10 drugs that we take today is made in China.
The proposal is making its way through the House, but after multiple amendments were voted down that would add more testing and safety measures, Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith says changes must be made before he is in full support.
We have to address these issues. We cannot just put a blindfold over our eyes and just vote down all these amendments and vote yes in the underlying bill without some assurances that these issues are going to be addressed.
But Republicans are in the majority and may not need Democrat support. What the House does need is the Senate approval, and a similar bill in that chamber has not been scheduled for a committee hearing.